Officials in Canada said today they're planning to destroy a herd of 150 cattle on a farm in northern Alberta after an 8-year-old cow from the herd tested positive for mad cow disease. A definitive test for the disease can only be done after the animals have been killed. Two neighboring farms have also been quarantined. While they wait for those tests, investigators will try to determine how the affected cow got the disease. The hope is to show that this was an isolated case and poses no threat to Canada or the United States. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Mad cow disease, or more properly, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE, is a relatively new disease. It first showed up in the United Kingdom in the mid-1980s. Will Houston is director of the Center for Animal Health and Food Safety at the University of Minnesota. Houston says BSE is relatively hard to catch.
It's not a contagious disease. It's not spread animal to animal. It's not caused by a virus. BSE is spread through contaminated feed, and it's feed that's been contaminated with the protein agent that causes this disease.
Contaminated feed is what devastated cattle herds in Great Britain. Houston says this isn't the first time that BSE has showed up in Canada. A cow was diagnosed with BSE in 1993. Houston says that cow had been imported from Great Britain, something investigators will keep in mind as they look into the current case.
The first thing that they'll investigate is whether or not this might have been an imported animal. So whether the animal might have been imported from a country that has subsequently discovered BSE, or a country that for which we have concern that BSE may exist.
The other thing investigators will be looking into is where the Alberta cow's feed came from. Lester Crawford is a veterinarian and deputy director of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. He says not only is there an international trade in animals, there's also an international trade in animal feed.
So countries like Canada may have been receiving feed from other countries. The United Kingdom, for example, shipped a lot of feed around the world, you know, even after they probably should not have been doing that. It was illegal and it was happening, so whether or not any of that got to Canada, we don't know.
Canada implemented a ban on imported feed in 1997, but Will Houston says that would still mean the Alberta cow could have been contaminated.
Remember, this animal's 8 years old, so this animal would have been born in 1995 or so. This animal actually had a time period in its life before the ban was put in place. So it is possible that in those early days it may have had some exposure through the feed. It would appear to be a very small exposure if it was exposed then, because it's taken 8 years for the disease to develop.
Houston says it turns out that the smaller the initial exposure to the protein agent that causes the disease, the longer it takes the symptoms of the disease to show up. If it turns out that other animals in the herd were fed contaminated feed, then Canada will have a major problem on its hands. Most countries will not accept imports of cattle or cattle products from countries where BSE has been detected. The United States has already placed a ban on Canadian cattle and cattle products pending the outcome of the current investigation. Now that BSE has appeared in Canada, it's reasonable to speculate whether the United States is next. FDA's Lester Crawford thinks not.
I would be optimistic that we can keep it out. I don't think it's here. I think we would have seen it if it is here. So I remain optimistic based on science.
But as Crawford and Houston both know, it's best not to make ironclad guarantees when it comes to BSE. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.